It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. State utility regulators in New Mexico say the state will soon start a six-month transition to 10-digit dialing for telephone calls within the state. The Public Regulation Commission said starting April 24th, callers can start using 10-digit numbers for calls. 10-digit dialing will be mandatory starting October 24th. The switch to adding the area code is a result of a federal plan to implement a new 3-digit number, 988, for the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Some customers' phone numbers in New Mexico start with 988. The recent blackouts in Texas caused terrible problems in that state and have resulted in higher natural gas costs in New Mexico and elsewhere. As Mose Bouchel reports, a recent House committee hearing looked at the problems and possible solutions.
Experts talked about improving transmission lines and making infrastructure more resilient, among other things. Beth Garza is with the R Street Institute, a policy think tank. She said with enough investment, the technology exists to keep most blackouts from hitting huge chunks of the population for extended periods of time.
It seems like we could manage the reaction or the response in a much more granular and a much more targeted level than we're able to do now.
Texas is the only state with its own independent grid. Members of the committee also heard about connecting it to other U.S. grids as a safeguard. So far, there has been very little appetite among Texas state lawmakers to consider that option. I'm Mose Bouchel in Austin.
That was Mose Bouchel with KUT. Let's go now to a local viewpoint. Educators make a big impact on many of us, including commentator Peter Goodman.
Decades ago, a friend was telling me that his high school French teacher had not only taught him French, but held frank discussions of life that were even more valuable. I figured the teacher was probably retired, maybe doubting he ever did anything worth a damn. I suggested Dan write that teacher and thank him. And I realized I had a couple of letters to write, too. One to Blair Torrey, who coached hockey and taught English. He loved words and nature. He was gentle and thoughtful, but had starred on Princeton's football and hockey teams and been a Marine platoon instructor. Sophomore year, he had us write a theme each day for 6 weeks. It was intense. I still recall his human, personal comments. The day I got kicked out, when my gut was churning and it would be hours till my parents picked me up, Mr. Torrey suggested I skate around the hockey rink and shoot the puck against the boards. I skated and thought for hours. I also wrote law school professor Clark Bice. If you recall the tough-minded Professor Kingsfield terrorizing first-year law students in The Paper Chase, that's Bice. Most Harvard students believed the writer had based Kingsfield on Bice. Bice said he was preparing us for judges who'd be a hell of a lot tougher on us, which they were. He was shocked to hear that his gruff manner hurt people's feelings. By my third year, changes in his personal life had left him lonely. We'd see him going to his office at all hours to work, accompanied by a little black and white dog. In Robert Redford's 1994 film, Quiz Show, the protagonist, a young Harvard Law School graduate, feels awkward around a famous Columbia professor. They needed some Harvard bit to serve as an icebreaker. So whenever the protagonist visited, the older lawyer asked, "By the way, how's Clark Bice?" Somewhere, a woman watched that movie and then called Harvard to ask if there really was a Professor Bice there. During World War II, as an ambassador's daughter, she'd known an Army lieutenant named Clark Bice in the Pacific and just wondered. They put her through to Clark. I can't say how well they'd known each other during the war, but by our 20th reunion in 2000, they were married. I started by saying letters to teachers you really appreciated might be welcome. Thinking about it, I'm just in awe of some of the wonderful folks who taught me. Others seemed jerks, and I gave them hell with youth's unwitting cruelty. They deserved better. 2 weeks ago, the tragic loss of Karen Trujillo, the ultimate teacher, was a vivid reminder. Thank someone who taught you while you still can.
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.